Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. Now, here's your host, CJ.
Welcome to Fire It Up with CJ. I am CJ Liu, and you're listening to the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And today we are going to be talking about inner alignment. And we have Burhan Gephardt, who is here, who does this body of work called Inner Alignment, and he's going to tell us all about it. Welcome.
Thanks very much. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, so he's all the way here from Germany. So yay.
Yes, it's actually, it's the third time I got invited by somebody who had the treatment in Germany, and then she thought, why don't you come over to Seattle? I think people might get interested. Mm-hmm. And so it is. I mean, I've been here so 9 months ago, and it was very well received, so now they decided to have me a second time.
And you know what, I was telling you earlier that I went over to the East West Bookshop in Seattle, where you're doing the work right now, to see if I could. I actually did the work myself on Tuesday, I think it was,
yes.
Tuesday. And then I ran in to see if my husband could actually get an appointment. And it is coming down, like, for Seattle, it's like blizzard, catastrophe, snow. And people have book to book, back to back appointments with Burhan. I mean, that's amazing when you get that kind of reception for people who are so terribly fearful of the snow. So that's a testament to your work.
Yeah, I mean, it's the inner alignment seems to attract people, and I think it's because it works. And it's often that people even don't read about it. So I've, of course, created my flyer and my website and mm-hmm. everything. But then often people come, yeah, but I just haven't read it. I just felt it. This is what I need to do. Mm. And even sometimes, you know, people hardly do anything, very spiritual people. They follow their spiritual practice. But even they decide, yeah, but this is a missing link I want. Or people, when I work in corporates, you know, surroundings, like in big companies, mm-hmm. as I do in Germany, even people that are very brain orientated, they feel, yeah, but this one, maybe I should give it a try.
Right.
And they get recommendations from their colleagues. And so they try something that's a bit unusual, because working with energy is not everybody's cup of tea, or it's not everybody's used to that.
Yeah. Well, what is the energy that you work with the inner alignment, and how does the whole process work? Mm-hmm.
I mean, the thing is, what the energy is a personal experience, but what it does, actually, it's coming from a very nice source, and it the body uses it. So it's transmitted to the client, and the client uses it for aligning his body. So when there's an issue with your spine or your hips or your leg length, and if there's something out of alignment, you have a very good chance that afterwards it's all aligned and balanced out.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite unusual. It's without touching you, really.
Mm-hmm.
And it stays like that. So it's not coming back, or that you have to do that many times. I mean, mm-hmm. sometimes people come for a second time for whatever reason, but that's not very often. It's rather mm-hmm. seldom. And, yeah, so that's one thing what that does. So the body realigns itself.
Uh-huh.
And some people might be familiar with the chakra concept.
Uh-huh.
I mean, and so when you look at the chakras, you look at them before. I do that. I check them before and see them afterwards. They are always good afterwards.
Uh-huh.
And often people ask, yeah, well, okay, chakras, but they change. So will it last? Whenever I see people again after a couple of months, they are still pretty good. Something might have changed, but the chronic aspect of their chakra situation, so that has changed. So what do I mean with chronic aspects? 99% of all people that come, they miss the lowest chakra. So the lowest chakra, the base chakra, is off.
Mm-hmm.
And it's wherever I go. It's in Germany, in Austria, Switzerland, England.
And actually explain to people what the base chakra is and what the energy behind the base chakra.
The concept is that it comes from India, so you have these seven energy points or, you know, and they are there to support your body with energy.
Right.
And the lowest one seems to be there to connect you also with the earth.
Right. So, it's a sacral area. Yeah, so it's right around in between your legs. That area is the
exactly.
Where the first chakra is located.
It's the lowest. And I think it's because, why is that off? I think it's when you look at the society today, everywhere, everything is a little bit off.
Yeah.
You know, you are a lot. I mean, you look at economy, you look at the way we live. We are quite far off from Earth.
Right.
And people, when they come down from the treatment, they often have a certain way of expressing it with their hands and feel, oh, this is what grounding feels. Oh, okay, now I feel my feet on the ground.
Yeah.
That's very nice. That's very different.
Yeah, I mean, the first chakra is usually associated, as I understand it from my own studying and doing yoga, is that it's usually related to our feelings of safety and security and those kind of things. So that would make logical sense to me that in the world that we live in, all those things are being tested. So instead of our feet on the ground, we're kind of in a, I don't know, a different position than that.
Absolutely. And I think when it comes to fear or to trust, I think, yeah, when we read about the lowest chakra, it's like the basic sense of trust or, you know, and I think it's to trust the earth, this side of our life, that we trust the earth, that we are supported, that we are not foreign to this earth, that we are part of the earth. Mm-hmm. And it's, for me, it comes very close to what the Native Americans said. So this Mother Earth thing and
your Mother Earth thing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, because often when it comes to spiritual people, then we all look up, you know, to the sky, to heaven, to the spirit, to God. And it's very important. I don't say that it's not important. I think it's, maybe it's the most important, but you should not neglect the earth.
Right. And so you had mentioned, or I'm going to zoom back a little bit, you had said that people have chronic problems with chakras. What does that mean to have a chronic problem with your chakra?
I mean, I would think that sometimes people come and I tell them that this chakra is off or this chakra is off. And they said, yeah, 5 years ago, somebody told me already. Or, yeah, yes, that's, I know that. This is always my weakest point. Or, a lot of people kind of know where their areas are.
Right.
And when you, so they are not surprised when you say, oh, it's on your neck or it's, you know, it's the lower back or whatever. Yeah, I know that. I'm for sure that's this part. Or when it's the heart chakra. Yeah, I know I'm holding on to some grief for many years and I know this is kind of, I can't let go.
Interesting.
And that somehow it changes.
So after they do the inner alignment work, actually, even if they did have the chronic problem with their heart chakra or their, you know, root chakra or whatever, it doesn't reverse back.
It doesn't reverse back. I mean, I don't say, I mean, that it cannot change through what you then experience in your life. I only say that the chronic aspect, so that when you always had that, that is kind of dealt with. So if you have a new experience, if you go through new things, that might change again. Of course, I don't know if you have an accident, if you lose,
if you have a new traumatic experience,
whatever.
All of a sudden your traumas.
Of course, that could change again.
But
something is done about it. What you have to deal with for a long time.
Yeah. And I guess it makes sense because after I did the body of work, you had said, hey, you know, don't be surprised after you do this body of work if things kind of shift around. So if in fact, you got the energy flowing in the right direction and in the right orbital path, which I noticed you had a dowser and you're ideally getting trying to circular, and I was like an egg. My mind was operating in an egg-like shape. But when you did that, I assume that when you actually do the inner alignment, that a lot of stuff shifts around.
Yes.
Right? Because if all of a sudden you had a chronic issue with your heart or your first chakra or whatever, that then that happens. Tell us a little bit about what happens after the work.
So that's very different. I mean, people come with all sorts of issues, of course. I mean, a lot of people come with all sorts of back pain or a knee problem or foot problem or headache or migraine, or tinnitus, whatever. And very often these things change afterwards. I'm not focusing on any symptoms. So you could come with whatever your problem is. I do the same thing.
Right.
But the body uses it. And through the alignment, some of the issues just disappear. You can't guarantee it. I mean, of course, everybody is different, but to a large extent. So I don't know. So I just got this feedback here from Mountain View. She just said, "Oh, I'm so thrilled to find my arm had straightened out so much after your treatment on Saturday. Did you know that? My elbow had been stuck for 60 years. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
And many things have improved. I'm feeling so good and do not tire as easily." So this is one feedback. So others just say, my knee problem has gone, my back problem has gone, the migraine has gone, whatever. But I believe, so of course that's the reason why you seek help.
Right.
But sometimes I feel it's more than that.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the connection to the higher and to the lower. And this work could just be a little, maybe a bridge.
Mm.
To find your way. I mean, I was working on that road to Santiago. Maybe I could tell you
about that. Yeah, tell me about that. Yeah, tell me about that after.
Yeah.
After the break. I'm sorry, we're actually reaching the conclusion of our first segment. Thank you, Burhan Gephardt, for your work and bringing it to the United States. Very exciting. And for folks who actually want to try this work, Burhan is going to be here starting today all the way until Tuesday, so January 9th to the 24th, and then back again at the end of January and the beginning of February. And you can find out more at the East West Bookshop.com and sign up for a session. You can actually go on the website too, and there'll be a pointer to sign up for a session. Up next, we're going to talk a little bit about that idea of basic trust and what that's all about, because I think it's actually an important thing for us to understand. If you missed any part of the show or want to hear more, then look at us up on iTunes or at firedupwithcj.com. We'll be right back. Oh,